Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen, from the Senate Gallery on Capitol Hill, where the subject under discussion at the moment is a re-examination of the Homestead Act. The business of running this country of ours requires thousands of bills and acts, all vital components of the democratic process. And any one of these may be the instrument for inequity or injustice. Part of our lawmakers' job is to be constantly alert to the rights and privileges of their constituents. Although the Homestead Act was passed in 1902, its provisions are still in active use, and the original intent of the act may be well served by this current discussion. But I hear young Senator Dean Edwards on the Senate floor.
In states like mine, where most of the tracts opened by the land office have problems indigenous to the terrain. With your indulgence, I'd like to read a short excerpt from a letter sent to me by a friend, the district attorney of Cedar Valley in the northern section of my state. Of the 17 families who secured homesteads in our Sage Mountain area, only one remains. The severe winters, the lack of adequate roads down to the valley, and the natural hardships of the land have forced these people to abandon their homesteads. The years of working the land, the investments in time and money and toil, have all gone for nothing. Well, gentlemen, is this the original intent of the act? Is this the way to encourage our people to open new areas to agriculture, to keep alive the pioneering spirit that made our country great? I respectfully submit a motion that the Senate form a committee to undertake a full and comprehensive study of the Homestead Act and why, in certain areas, 95% of the homesteaders have lost everything.
A motion has been made.
Second?
Afternoon, Senator. Miss Scoville is waiting for you in your office.
Frances Scoville?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Senator.
What?
Do you know her well, Senator?
Do I know her? Well, she was a self-appointed speechmaker and general campaigner throughout Cedar Valley when I ran for office. Without her, I might still be back home plying my trade as a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
What's the matter, Ginger?
Well, I just don't want you to go flying in there with that big grin on your face.
Why not?
The girl's in trouble.
Oh.
That's better. Go on in.
Thanks. Frances.
Hello, Senator.
Oh, it's good to see you, Fran. Only I should be making the trip to Cedar Valley instead of your coming all the way out here to Washington.
It was important, Dean.
It must have been. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Healthy, anyway.
Good, good. But what's the trouble, Fran?
Ted Corey wrote you part of it.
Well, he wrote and told me how wonderfully your parents and your brother are doing up on Sage Mountain. The only family that have been able to stick it out.
Yep. That's why I'm here.
Something wrong?
Yes, something terribly wrong.
Well, what?
Well, it looks wonderful from the outside. Dad has stuck with the land when everybody else around him had to give up. They've been up there for almost 4 years now. The first 2 years I had to help out for my teacher's salary. But these last 2 years, they haven't taken a penny from me.
Their land must have paid off handsomely.
No, Dean, it hasn't, I know. They haven't had a single profitable harvest. And they've been pouring money into the place to make it pay off, to make the land prove out according to the requirements of the Homestead Act.
But if they had no money of their own, how...
That's just it. They've got money somewhere, lots of it, and they won't tell me about it. Don't even want to see me when I come visiting.
I see.
They're very secretive, and they act, well, as if something's on their conscience.
Oh, Francis, I'm
sure... You've never met my father, but he's very strong-willed, very stubborn. Dean, they need help.
You know I'll do whatever you ask.
Where do they get the money? Why don't they tell me? Why are they acting like criminals, almost?
You think it has something to do with their homestead on the mountain?
Yes. Yes, I think it does. Something is very wrong with it, and the four-year period is up in a few days. They're thinking of doing something illegal. I want to stop them from doing it. My family.
I tell you what, Fran. Let me make some inquiries at the land office. I'll try to ferret out what could be wrong.
Oh, would you?
That's the least I can do. If you're going to be in town...
No. I've got to get back to Cedar Valley. I still have my duties at school.
Then I'll get in touch with you. And don't worry. If anything's wrong, we'll find it out.
No, Senator, I can't see how anything could be amiss. At the end of the four-year period, if everything's been followed according to law, the land belongs to the homesteaders.
And the four-year period for the Scovilles is up in...
2 days.
Mm-hmm. After that, there's nothing the government could do about getting it back, eh?
Absolutely nothing, Senator. Frankly, I don't see why we should. According to our records here, the original tract in Sage Mountain was opened 6 years ago. The grant to the Scovilles is made 4 years ago on land adjacent to the original tract, but slightly higher up on the mountain. Now, of them all, only the Scovilles have hung on. I say good luck to them.
You ordinarily survey a tract before opening it to the public.
Oh, yes.
For minerals and so forth.
the and so forth that's the important element, Senator. Not the minerals. It entails whether the land is worthwhile to be cultivated. Now, this tract was found to have rich soil, albeit in difficult terrain. As far as the minerals are concerned, anybody could stake a mineral claim on federal land if they wanted to.
I see.
Oh, incidentally, I heard your speech before the Senate today.
Oh?
And I think you're right. Oh, not that the law as it stands isn't fair. It is. Only in certain cases, there are extra burdens on the homesteader. In certain parts of the country, he could stand a little more help.
That's what we're going to try to do.
Well, good luck, Senator.
The important point with the Scovilles is, if anything is wrong up there, there's just 2 days left to nail it down.
Yes, that's right, Senator.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
Call to Cedar Valley, Senator. District Attorney Corey on the line.
Well, thanks, Ginger. Ted?
How are you, Senator?
Good, Ted. Look, are you familiar with the Scovil situation up on Sage Mountain?
Oh, I thought I'd be hearing from you about it. Mm-hmm. Frances came to see me before she took the trip to Washington to see you.
Well, what'd you find out?
Plenty.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, nothing I can put my finger on, Dean, but plenty of indications. You get a sixth sense when you're a district attorney for a while.
Or a representative, Ted. But what does it all mean?
It means something's wrong, but I'm darned if I know what it is.
And nothing you can do?
Mm-mm, nothing.
Anything I can do there?
Well, if there is, it'll have to be done in the next 2 days, Dean. But it's a long trip.
And not too long nor too far to help Francis Scovil, Ted. If my coming out there will help...
Well, you helped me once.
All right, I'll catch the next plane out.
Senator, it's a pleasure. Sit down. Mary, I don't want to be disturbed. Now, Dean.
Tell me about Frances Scovil.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yourself.
Charming, isn't she?
No, always was. But I should have phrased my question differently. What can you tell me about her family?
Well, all I know is what I've been able to see for myself. I've done a little snooping, as I told you on the phone. Storekeepers in the area and such. The Scovilles have changed. They become secretive and sensitive to questions about their land.
Uh-huh.
Then they've put in more than $8,000 worth of equipment.
$8,000? What kind of equipment?
All kinds. For cash.
But where did they
get... Uh-huh. Where did they get the cash? How and why?
I think I'll take a trip up there.
I don't envy you.
Why?
Two reasons. There's a storm coming up, and the Scovilles don't welcome visitors.
You think Francis would come up with me?
Oh, I don't see why not. You're fairly presentable. Who knows? You might get lucky, like me. Get a wife who's lovely and adorable and...
and get in a position where I'd look back fondly on my lost bachelorhood. This is business. I've got to be able to learn something from the Scovilles, and it'll be a lot easier if I'm properly introduced.
Got an idea?
Just the barest trace. Where can I hire a car?
Take mine.
Oh, no thanks. I might get caught in that storm and go over a cliff.
Don't laugh about it. Wait a second. I'll get Francis on the phone for you.
You know, Francis, I joked with Ted Corey about the storm, but maybe I'll laugh out of the other side of my mouth if this snow doesn't stop pretty soon.
Well, I hate to be a pessimist, Dean, but I've known these snowstorms to last for days.
How far do we have to go?
Oh, it wouldn't be so far if we could just go straight up. Oh, I'd say about another 15 minutes.
Can you see out of that window?
Barely.
Keep your fingers crossed. I'll try to follow the road. Good thing we put those chains on.
Oh, we've passed the markers of the original homestead track.
Then we should be close.
Just a few more corkscrew turns with sheer drops on both sides.
Right.
Oh, here it is, Dean. The beginning of my father's land.
How can you tell?
That barbed wire fence. It runs all around the property.
Oh. Is that customary in these parts?
No.
Must be something important inside. How far to the house?
Just around this turn here.
Oh, wonderful for sleds and snowball fights. I haven't seen a snowfall like this for years.
Here's the gate. Now, if you'll stop the car, I'll get out and open it.
No, sit tight. I'll get it.
Get your hands off that gate, mister.
Huh? Oh, I didn't see you. I just drove up with...
Well, you can just turn around and drive right back down where you came from.
But I only...
If you know what's good for you, mister, you'll get moving. Right now.
Now, back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edmund C. Hill again, ladies and gentlemen, speaking to you from Washington, D.C. What started out as an examination of the Homestead Act to determine if its provisions need modernization has led Senator Dean Edwards into investigation of the strange case of the Scoville family and their homestead on Sage Mountain. Arriving in the midst of a heavy snowfall that already blankets the mountain, Senator Edwards, accompanied by Francis Scoville, is met with a rather belligerent welcome.
We don't like strangers up here, mister. They can just turn around and head back down the mountain.
Strangers, Bob?
Huh? Well, what are you doing here, Fran?
I asked Senator Edwards to come up here. Senator, this is my brother, Bob Scoville.
Hello, Bob.
Hi. But it don't change anything. You'd best turn around and go down. We'll be snowed in here inside an hour.
Well, we've come a long way.
You want me to go back too, Bob?
You got your school to take care of, haven't you? If you stay here, you won't make it back down today.
There are more important things. Come on, Senator.
Well, Pop ain't gonna like this. Stranger coming in now.
We can't get a chillier reception than we got from you. Oh, thank goodness. It's nice and warm in here. Oh, hello, Pop.
Francis, what are you doing here in this weather?
I brought a visitor.
Well, I see him.
Senator, this is my father.
How do you do, sir?
Senator.
Senator Edwards, Pop. Where's Mom?
Oh,
hello, Mom.
Oh, Francis.
Mom, this is Senator Dean Edwards.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Scoville. This is a real nice place you fixed up here in the mountains. It looks as though you're packing.
Well, that's right.
Leaving the homestead for good?
I don't see it's your business, Senator.
Well, I've got some water boiling on the stove. I'll have something hot to drink in a moment.
I don't think the Senator's going to stay, Mama.
That's what I told him.
Pop, what's the matter with you? This is Senator Edwards. I asked him to come up and meet you.
All right. He met me.
Of course, Mr. Scoville, if there's something here you don't want me to see...
You can see all you want. I just don't like people butting into my business. My daughter either.
People aren't afraid of others knowing their business unless they've got something to hide.
Well, I haven't got anything to hide.
Haven't you? Then take me around, Scoville. Let me see your barns. Let me see all the improvements you put into this place.
I told you, Pop, we'd
shut up. All right. We'll head for that barn there.
Well, this barn is as airtight as the house. Good construction.
Built it with my own hands.
All that equipment. Bedded down for the winter. Greased and oiled. What's the crane truck for, Scoville?
Well, lifting bales and such.
Oh. Expensive machinery.
Yeah.
Nice to be able to afford it.
I know what you're thinking, Senator. I can't afford it.
Buying it on time, huh?
No. Oh.
Borrowed the money?
Yes.
What about the soil, Scoville? I understand it's good soil.
The best. We could show a profit this coming year.
Could?
If we worked it. You want to see the cow barn, Senator? We got all the modern improvements of the soil.
I think I've seen and heard enough to know your heart's in this work, Scoville.
I'm sorry about the way I acted before, Senator. But you can't blame me. I've been troubled by people coming up here, all of them curious as get out. How come I'm staying here when everybody else left?
Natural curiosity.
Take Bob now. He's a good, strong boy. And I ain't afraid of work. And the wife, she really pitched in, too. We built this place with our hands and our blood and our sweat.
Uh-huh. Then why are you packing to leave?
I got it.
Forgive me, Scoville. I don't understand. Tomorrow, you'll be the owner of this homestead. Nobody can take it away from you. It's what you want, what you work for. Why must you leave?
Because I gotta. Are you through in here, Senator? I'd like to get back to the house. It's warmer there.
Senator.
Well, from what I've seen, this would be a place for a man to be proud of.
But did you...
Your father didn't tell me, Francis.
I thought you saw all you wanted to see, Senator.
I did. But I didn't hear all I wanted to hear.
Maybe you shouldn't hear everything, Senator. This is our business.
Uh-huh.
It don't matter anymore, Senator. Like you said, by noon tomorrow, this place is mine. Nobody can take it away. The one thing I managed to do...
Pop!
It don't matter, Bob.
If you tell him, he can go down to Cedar Valley and...
He can? In this weather?
Tell me what, Scoville.
Well, you see, Senator, I wanted to make a go of it if it was the last thing I did. You see, when all the others gave up, it only made me more stubborn. But I needed money to keep going. More money than Francis could give me, even if I wanted to take it.
Well, what about a loan from the bank?
I had no collateral. The land was worthless then.
But you did borrow the money.
Two men. Who they are don't matter. I was just about ready to give up after the bank turned me down, and then they came along. Offered to loan me money on my signature.
So you grabbed it?
Well, sure.
And when the loan came due, you couldn't pay it. So they gave you another loan and made you sign something that would turn this property over to them after it was legally yours.
You got it figured, all right. That's the story.
But not all the story. What do they want the land for, Scoville?
Well, that ain't my business.
Do you want me to tell you why they took such a roundabout way to get this land?
It don't make any difference, Senator.
It can only be one thing, Scoville. A mineral.
But, Senator, they could stake a mineral claim.
Sure they could, Francis. Except that the government investigates first for one particular mineral.
Gold?
No, Francis. Uranium.
Oh. Pop, then it's a fraud.
No, Fran, there's no fraud or anything illegal.
How about morally, Scoville? Not legally, but morally. You know our government bends over backwards to be fair. people who own uranium mines can sell their ore to the highest bidder just as long as it isn't taken out of the country. The government has to bid for the ore against private industry so that the independence of the miner is protected. Then a couple of cheap chiselers come along and take advantage of the situation. And there's only one way to stop them.
Pop.
You, Scoville. You can stop them.
Sure, by going down to the land office in Cedar Valley and giving up my homestead.
That's right. Before noon tomorrow. After that, it'll be too late.
No. I worked 4 long years to get enough money to be my own man. I won't give it up now.
I can do it, Scoville. If I present evidence that uranium ore is in this ground, the government won't grant you the final papers.
But you're not going to do it either, Senator.
Why not?
Because you can't get down the mountain, not in this storm, and with 15 inches of snow on the road.
Could you get down, Scoville?
I'd have to run the tractor down.
I see.
Can you run a tractor, Senator?
No.
You see? It's like I said. It don't make any difference if you know all this. Not now it don't.
Dean.
Yes, Francis?
No way to get down.
Not unless your father changes his mind.
Pop.
What?
Pop, you've got to think right. It'll be too late to change your mind. Once you do it, you can't undo it.
I thought about it a long time.
You got into this whole thing innocently, Scoville. You didn't know about the uranium until after they'd gotten you indebted to them. You're completely in the clear about that.
I'm in the clear with everything.
Not in the clear with your conscience, Scoville.
I ain't gonna bring you down. Not me. I ain't gonna bring you down. It's late. It's after midnight. Senator.
Yes, Scoville?
It's mighty cold outside.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a nasty trip down the mountain. Treacherous.
And slow.
Mighty slow. Mom!
Yes, Papa?
Can you heat up something hot for the Senator and me? We got a long trip out in the cold.
Then what? Nothing. It took us 3.5 hours to get down the mountain, and then we waited until the land office opened up. Scoville will keep his farm.
Oh? What are you fidgeting for? Tell me what happened.
Well, my plane leaves in 20 minutes. While we waited, Scoville figured out that he could pay back the money he borrowed from the profits on his harvest if he were given enough time. You can see to it that these two gentlemen who loaned him the money don't put undue pressure on him.
That's the best part of this. They can't.
Oh?
Scoville got the same kind of loan terms the bank gives. They wanted to make it very attractive to him.
Oh, that's fine. I'm sure Scoville will work it out.
Oh, sure, so am I. Incidentally, I've started an investigation of those two guys, and it seems they have a background for this kind of chicanery. Only one thing puzzles me.
What?
Why couldn't they let Scoville sell to them and then file a claim themselves?
Well, they could. But if they filed a homestead claim, they'd have to declare the presence of uranium, or it would be fraud. And if they filed a grubstake claim, the government would go in and investigate for uranium. No, this was a good scheme. It just didn't work.
Edmund C. Hill again, ladies and gentlemen. The Committee to Investigate Hardship Cases of the Homestead Act has been formed with Senator Dean Edwards as chairman. A small thing in the business of running the government, but important, because your Congress must charge the individual's rights if they're to protect the community's rights. Multiply their concern for equity and justice in this case 10,000-fold. Add problems of international policy and affairs of state, and you get a good idea of the vast complexities which face your representatives in Washington as they proceed day by day about the business of protecting the welfare of all of us.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, ladies and gentlemen. One of the reasons I like America is because it is a land of limitless frontiers. In our early days, those people who had the pioneer spirit had only to travel westward to find new frontiers to conquer. But today, there are still plenty of frontiers to challenge our pioneer spirit. Frontiers of thought, frontiers of business, frontiers of opportunity of all kinds. This is the essence of freedom, the opportunity and the right to strike out on new paths of thought and deed. It is a vital element of our liberty. As long as we continue to use it, our freedoms will remain strong, our way of life safe.
Next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom USA.